Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Forever and ever.
And ever and ever and ever and ever.
Exactly. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening. We're dancing around the studio.
This is so much fun.
Doing a polka. Hoya, hoya, hoya.
Little Wally. And this segment is Roll Out the Barrel. We have been doing this show for 10 years now.
You think by now we would have gotten it right? I don't know what the heck we're doing.
Oh, and it's been so much fun, too. In that time, we have received our share of letters, both good and bad.
We got some good ones?
I think one or two.
There was one back in 18, yeah.
These range from very complimentary letters. Okay, we're exaggerating. Restaurant recommendations and letters telling us in rather unflattering terms what we can do with our show.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah.
These letters are often peppered with comments about our taste and intelligence. I think I'm pretty intelligent.
I do too.
I mean, the both of us together, we have a whole brain that we use.
This is what we always said. Between the two of us, we've got one good brain.
Exactly. So we must admit we were apprehensive when we received a letter in the U.S. mail.
Oh, that's scary.
The Postal Service. Can you believe that? No email, no texts.
That's scary. You know, yeah, that's really, for one thing, how did they find our address?
I don't know.
That's a scary part.
We nervously opened it up and were relieved when we discovered the contents were written and didn't have words pasted from a newspaper like you see on detective shows on TV.
That's never a good thing.
No.
You get this letter that says, we are watching you, you know, leave now. No. Mm-mm.
It turned out to be a very nice letter from Richard and Judith recommending Bobby's Barrel Inn in Volo, along with a copy of their menu.
Nancy has had a combination of cabin fever and spring cleaning fever as of late. She decided to start cleaning early this year.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I saw myself getting sucked into her madness, so I suggested a road trip. No, I think the only reason why you stay with me is so I can reach the high places around the house.
Because you're so tall.
Yeah. You know.
It's true. You did the top of the cabinets. I did the bottom of the cabinets.
I mean, really, you don't have to climb up on a ladder or something. Say, hey, come here. Reach that.
Exactly. That's what I use you for.
We jumped into the mini-mobile and off we went to Volo for a late lunch.
Driving into the parking lot, Jim was confused on where to park because he didn't know where the actual entrance was.
Really? No, come now. No. Wait a minute.
This is a good one. Everybody's going to laugh at this
before
one.
Before you go any further, there was like the restaurant was like a building with next to a building, and it was like a bunch of buildings like were added on. Excuse me. And I pulled around to what I thought was a parking lot in the back, you know, yeah, okay. And then there was like one door, and then there was another door, and there was another building, and I was confused. I was befuddled.
Befuddled?
I was.
Well, I kept telling the moron numerous times that I think it could be the door next to the big neon sign that said, open.
Okay.
I mean, it can't make it any clearer than that restaurant. I mean, it said open.
Okay, maybe that should have given me a slight clue.
You think?
But you never know, because nowadays they got takeout, they got, you know, this, they got, if you're
Did you see any other signs?
No.
I mean, flashing at you open?
No.
Okay.
Who knew?
You're a moron. He parked the car right by the door and said, yep, this is it. Like he knew. Yep. I don't know what I'd do without him.
I figured that one out.
But I kind of think I might know what I can do now.
Nope. Hey, what would you do without me? I figured that out. You know,
I'd marry another tall guy so he could do the tops of my cabinets.
I tried to tell you it was by the sign. But
yeah, right.
Walking in, you walk past the bank of slot machines behind a half wall. You like the place already.
You had your
cha-ching on.
You bet you.
And that's what you heard in a little blonde head. All she heard was cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Around the corner from there was the bar and dining area. The bar ran the length of the restaurant, and the dining area had about 10 tables. It's a type of place where everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
You know, regulars were eating and conversing at the bar, and we decided to take a table.
We didn't fit in because they were neighbors or friends or,
right.
You know, somebody in the town that they knew.
Yeah, it's a typical small town, little eatery bar type place. Very friendly, really nice.
Jim started with a bowl of their New England clam chowder for $3.99. This was quite a deal since it was a large bowl loaded with clams and veggies. That is telling you something. You usually get a cup for that price, you know?
Yeah.
It was served hot on a cold day, and he said it was delicious.
This is. There was a lot of stuff in there, a lot of clams, a lot of veggies.
A lot of deliciousness, huh?
There was some deliciousness floating around in there.
Deliciousness.
Yep.
Say that three times fast. Deliciousness, deliciousness. Deliciousness.
I was disappointed, though. It didn't have that little clam that kept opening its mouth and squirting at Curly.
Oh, from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Oh, that's your favorite time on Saturday, 5 to 7, with the Three Stooges on MeTV.
Yeah, you throw a little oyster cracker in and it opened up his mouth and squirted at him.
And you threw oyster crackers in, too.
Didn't work.
I didn't realize that's what you were trying to do, is get him to come out.
Didn't work.
No.
Oh, well. Better luck next time. Nancy has been having a taste for a good burger lately and decided on the Bobby's Burger for $14.99, which it's Bobby's barreled in to get the Bobby's Burger.
Of course you have to.
Of course. This was 10 ounces of Angus beef served with American mozzarella and Swiss cheeses, caramelized onions, bacon, lettuce, and tomato on pumpernickel bread.
Nah.
She doesn't like pumpernickel.
I nixed it.
Yeah, so she nixed it and decided on a regular old hamburger bun. Walk on the wild side, babe.
I don't like pumpernickel. And I don't like tomato. So I nixed that, too.
She went with the coleslaw, which she said was really good. She enjoyed that.
Because we had a choice of fries, coleslaw, or chips, or baked beans.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
and
that.
And I just thought, what the heck? I'm going for coleslaw. I'm going to eat healthy. Cabbage.
Should have went with the beans.
No.
Beans. That magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. Only on the Mighty 101.
toot.
She did say that the burger was juicy and cheesy and exactly what she had a taste for.
And I also say that the coleslaw was really, really good,
too.
Yes,
she did like the coleslaw.
I liked it.
And she took half of her burger home in her doggy bag.
I did. So I can enjoy it again. If you know Jim, he has the maturity of a 12-year-old
boy. What are you talking about? I sang my bean song. What's a mature?
Well, I help too, but I'm more mature than you are. He was perusing the menu and giggling when he spotted the best breast in Volo sandwich for $13.99.
What? Come on, tell me there's not a guy that wouldn't start giggling like that with that.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe there is. Okay.
This was a fried chicken breast topped with ham, bacon, mozzarella, lettuce, and tomato. He chose fries for his side. The chicken was crispy, and the ham was grilled for that extra little touch that they gave him. Let's just say the name was correct on the menu. I wish I could relay the prepubescent jokes coming out of his mouth all during lunch. I mean, lunch was long that day.
Oh, I had so much fun. I wish we could say half of on the air what I was doing. I was on a roll. I was like, you know, rim shot after rim shot.
No fooling. Like, and I had to listen to them all.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Let me just say, he was trying my patience.
I had so much fun, though.
Longest lunch I ever had with him.
And the sandwich was really good, too.
Yeah, you really liked it. Mm-hmm. You said it's for chicken, because you're not a chicken. You know, you like chicken, but you would go for more for the meat, the burgers and stuff, you know.
More of a red meat carnivore. We are going to get on the Dining Duo soapbox.
Oh, boy. That's right.
Again. There is a current trend in restaurants to serve manufactured fries dipped in cornstarch to make them stay crunchy. You know, you used to go to a restaurant and you get fries.
Yeah. You know, take a potato, put them in the cutter, spits them out, put them in the foil, and you're done.
Well, these chemical wonders don't taste like real French fries.
No, and I'm allergic to corn, so cornstarch is really a killer for me because... That really is. And I can't eat these fries anymore.
Instead, they taste like sticks of instant potatoes, but they stay crunchy on the outside forever.
I know.
That's all they're concerned with is if they're crunchy.
And even the owner, I think he was the owner, Bobby, when he said...
Well, did that give you a clue?
No, I don't know if he was the owner or not. He was wearing...
His name was Bobby. So
no,
I think
it wasn't. We don't know what his name was.
Oh, let's call him Bobby.
I just assumed he was Bobby.
Okay.
And he was sitting there saying, do you want the fries when I was getting, you know, we were taking our doggy bags. And I says, no, thank you. He says, hey, they stay crunchy all the time. You know, you don't have to worry about them being soggy. Huh. Why do you buy that garbage?
I don't know. Why can't people, just like you said, take a potato, cut it, throw it in a deep fryer?
I know.
What's the big deal?
How hard is that?
And if you wind them crunchy?
You double dip the French fries. You know, they take them out, and then they give them a rest for a minute, and then they redo it. And they're the best French fries when they're double dipped.
What's so hard about that? It seems like they're putting cornstarch on more and more things now.
I know.
Just to keep them crunchy.
I think the onion, I think everything that they deep fry now, they're trying.
Really? Come on.
I know.
Anyway, that's our soapbox. Just give us potatoes.
Exactly. Oh, fresh cut French fries used to be the best with the skins on. Why don't they just stay with those?
I know. Just like Gina and Jude's does. I wonder if they still do.
Oh, we're gonna have to do a review when it gets warmer and go to Gina and Jude's and do a review on them.
Oh, those fries were the best.
They were.
Yeah, the bag would be all greasy. Oh, we don't want to give it away, though. It's good.
Well, the bag would be greasy because the French fries are on top of your hot dog.
I know.
How do they get down into the bag? That's what I always was wondering.
Good question.
I know.
Oh, and another thing, talking about potatoes in another show. I'm going to jump on my soapbox again about potato skins.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, folks. I'm going to be on my potato skin soapbox next time.
Oh, boy. Spoiler alert. You're going to tell me about some potato skins.
You betcha.
So you know that this restaurant is not handicap accessible. You have to walk up a lot of stairs to get to... I was having a hard time getting up those stairs. I was pulling up on the handrail trying to get my legs to move.
If you can find a door.
So easy to find. Open. That's how you spell it. Open. O-P-E-N. I'm not stupid. The cost to roll out the barrel in Volo was $42.78. Seeing Jim turn into a giggling 12-year-old? Priceless. Henry.
I could have taken a whole 27 minutes on this review if we weren't censored. I really could.
So my love. What is your take on this restaurant?
The take I can say on the air was, my chicken sandwich was awesome, and all of my immature jokes made Nancy want to hide by putting a brown bag over her head. So it was a good day.
It was a long lunch.
It's a good day.
Oh, God.
What's your take, Toots?
Living with an immature moron somehow keeps me laughing even when he embarrasses me.
Thank you.
Oh, and the burger was tasty, too.
That's one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. Give him the particulars.
Wait till we get home. I'll bring it down.
Give him the particulars, Poopsie.
Bobby's Barrel Inn, 35009 North Gilmer Road, Volo, 60073. Phone number is 815 385-8811. The website, www.bobbysbarrel.com. The directions take route. Oh, get your pens out, people. This is a long one. Take route 47 north to route 176 east. Turn left on South River Road. Keep right onto West Dowell Road. Left onto Darrell Road. Right onto Fisher Road. Then right to route 120 east. Left onto McNally Lane and look for restaurant on your left. Men, the door is by the neon O-P-E-N, open sign.
It's right
so
around,
you know.
It's right around Nuvolo Auto Museum.
Yes, so and if you're there having lunch, you should go spend a couple hours at the museum.
You can see the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have gone. I was too full from eating lunch. I don't like to walk around after. I like to do it before lunch because then I get to be a lazy slug after lunch.
Okay.
The estimated travel time is only 42 minutes, even with all those instructions.
Put in the GPS. Anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP 101.5 on your FM dial. The mighty 101.5.
Exactly. So, my love,
yes?
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
You have mail.
Oh, thank you,
oh,
Elvira.
We do.
We got her in the studio today because this time of year she really doesn't have anything to do. It's only Halloween.
Exactly.
Yes, we did get a letter. And it's from Janet, our friend Janet. And she told us about a very bizarre place which we have to check out.
We do.
It's relatively new, and it's on Randall Road, and it's called Fuji Cajun.
In Algonquin.
Algonquin.
Fuji Cajun?
Fuji Cajun. So it's Japanese Cajun.
Uh-huh.
We got to check this place out.
Yeah,
it's so crazy, we got to check it out.
Yeah, because it sounds too funky not to check it out, and it's so close to home.
I can't picture the tie-in between Japanese and Cajun.
Well, Janet told me that their sushi was really, really good. She loved their sushi. She goes and takes out the sushi.
Oh, maybe they have crawfish sushi.
Crawfish sushi?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, if you know, write us and tell us. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
And today, this is going to be actually part two of a series on chef's secrets.
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef Nancy has got the poop on all the sneaky little tricks that all these iron chefs do. And she will share these secrets with our listening audience.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take it away, Nancy. Spill the beans.
Chef Nancy.
Chef, take it away, Chef Nancy. Spill the beans.
No, Iron Chef Nancy.
Take it away, Iron Chef Nancy.
Thank you. We got that straightened out.
Right, okay.
Okay, I hope some of you who've listened to our show,
two of you out there.
like about a month ago, because you had to do your segment last time. So I hope you tried some of them, because I tried my strawberry with the straw, and it worked, taking the hull out.
Really?
Yes. So I hope
right.
you try.
We just had
some raw strawberries. Well, they're not raw. Wow. I mean, raw strawberries. Yeah, of course they're raw. I don't cook them.
Thank you, Iron Chef Nancy.
So I hope you've tried them. And here's a few more that I've got that I wanted to finish off because I think they're so time. It just saves you so much time you're in the kitchen.
I can't wait.
And you got to have to save time. Summer's coming up, and you don't want to spend the time in the kitchen. You want to spend
it
outside.
Tell them what to do.
Okay. Shred chicken quickly. Shredding chicken can be a fiddly task for even the most dexterous cooks. It might even deter you from cooking meals that require it. But did you know you can make fast work of shredding chicken with your stand mixer's paddle attachment?
No, really?
Ha ha! Simply add your leftover chicken and give it a spin. Use the leftovers to make these delicious pulled chicken sandwiches, pulled pork even sandwiches. Oh. All you got to do is get it in the mixer with the paddle, and it just kind of shreds it itself. So you don't have to sit there with forks and pull them apart. Next, freeze your roots. Now, I told my hairdresser the other day, I got my hair done Wednesday, and I told her, can you freeze my roots? Rump up. When you are finished grating fresh ginger, it's a root.
I like Marianne better.
Freeze the leftover root in a plastic container or resealable bag. No more shriveled ginger in the produce drawer. Because you don't use ginger all the time. This is the good way to keep it so you don't have to go buying it all the time and wasting it.
I wonder if you can do that with your horseradish root.
I don't know, but it said freeze your roots.
Roots.
So if it's roots, horseradish root is one.
It's a root.
Did I try to freeze it?
I don't know.
Oh, I think I did. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to try it this Easter. And I'll let everybody know. Make herbs last longer.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you do that? Tell us. We're dying to know.
Iron Chef Nancy.
Iron Chef Nancy.
Thank you. Okay. Nothing is worse than buying fresh herbs and seeing them wilt the next day.
Worse is this radio show.
Keep herbs like parsley and cilantro bright with the simple storage tip.
Tell us.
Iron Chef Nancy.
Iron Chef Nancy.
Trim the stems and place them in a small glass of water. Then place a plastic bag like the one you got from the grocer is good over the top and secure by tying the plastic in a knot or wrapping it with butcher's twine. It'll keep everything fresh. My parsley does, I have to say, my parsley can last about a good week if I get it in my salad spinner and get all, after cleaning it, get all the water out of it. So I'm going to try it this way.
Too much work. Buy them dried out in a jar. Go ahead, Iron Chef Nancy. Tell
Repurpose
us the next one.
Your pizza cutter. The wheel of a pizza cutter is perfect for cutting herbs in all directions.
You're on the herbs again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bunch them up and wheel back and forth until you've reached your desired consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that because it's so hard to cut herbs. This way it's 1, 2, 3. Store in the fridge or on the counter for up to 2 weeks.
Or buy them in a jar dried out.
Turn wine into an instant cocktail. Oh, everybody's going to hear this one and use this. This is a good one. Company coming over, but only one bottle of rosé or white wine in the fridge? Offer up some variety by turning wine into a fun, fizzy spritzer cocktail. Simply pour wine over ice and top with sparkling water and add fresh fruit as a garnish, if you're feeling fancy. If not, leave the fruit out.
So basically, you're watering down the one bottle of wine you have and throwing a couple of pieces of orange in it or something.
Maybe.
Thank you so much, Iron Chef Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome.
We look forward to more of these timely tips in the future.
I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole. We'll be right back.